弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早晨好。
Brothers and sisters and friends, good morning.
我们非常感谢主带领我们来到今天这个聚会。
We really thank the Lord for bringing us to the meeting this morning.
愿神的恩典像今天早晨的阳光一样，能够临到我们每个人的心里边。
May the grace of God be upon you just like the sunshine today.
我们先来读一处经文。
Let's read one verse.
请弟兄姐妹们翻开圣经希伯来书第二章，我们读第三节的前半段。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2, and we just read the first part of verse 3.
希伯来书第二章，我们只读第三节的上半段。
Hebrews chapter 2, the first part of verse 3.
翻到了的话，请中文的和我一起读，然后请英文的和灵环弟兄一起来读。
And we first read in Chinese and then in English.
希伯来书第二章第三节，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？好，我们就读到这儿就可以。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
我们好不好再把这节圣经再读一遍？
And let's read it together.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
我们非常感谢主今天带领我们来到他的面前。
We really thank the Lord for bringing us before him.
实在是愿着借着圣灵的光照。
Hope that through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit,
借着他的恩典，我们一起来认识这么大的救恩。
And by His grace, we can all come to know His great salvation.
当我们来谈到这个这么大的救恩的时候，我们实在是觉得我们的言语没有办法来述说。
As we talk about such a great salvation, we feel like it is beyond our words that can describe.
所以我们希望能够一同再来到主的面前，把这段经文交到主的手中，我们一同再有点祷告。
So we really hope we can come before the Lord to lift up this passage, this verse into His hands, and we have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们低头向你俯伏敬拜。
Dear Lord Jesus, we bow down before you.
你为我们所成就的是何等大的救恩。
Because of what you have accomplished such a great salvation.
是这位创造宇宙天地的神亲自成为人的样式。
Because the God who created the universe, the heaven and the earth, became man.
你为我们流血舍命。
You bled for us.
让我们能够成为回家的儿女。
So that we can become children that return home.
今天我们一同都俯伏在你的面前。
Today we all bow before you.
我们求你对我们的心说话。
We pray that you will speak to our hearts.
我们知道我们的言语是有限的。
We know that we are limited in our words.
我们没有办法把这么大的救恩述说得清楚。
We cannot describe in completion about this great salvation.
我们求圣灵今天在我们中间做奇妙的工作。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will do the wonderful works in our hearts.
你亲自对我们的朋友说话。
You will speak to our friends in person.
你亲自把这救恩放在我们朋友的心中。
You in person put this great salvation in our friends' hearts.
除去他们心中一切的拦阻和障碍。
Remove all the hindrances and obstacles in their hearts.
让我们一同在你面前蒙恩。
So that we can all be blessed before you.
我们就可以在生活当中经历这奇妙伟大的救恩。
And we can experience this great and wonderful salvation in our daily lives.
把下边的时间都交托在你的手中。
We just leave the following time into your hands.
愿你祝福。
May you bless.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主，这则经文上面最开始提到说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩。
We thank the Lord because this passage mentioned that, how can if we neglect so great a salvation?
首先提到的是我们。
He first mentioned that we.
我不知道那个我们在座的朋友中间有没有今天早晨是你的。先生催促你来的，或者是你的妻子催促你来的，或者是你的父母亲把你带来的。
I wonder whether there's a friends among us. You are here because of you are urged by your husbands or your wives or your parents.
我们在生活当中常常会看见这种情况。
And actually, we this seems a very common occasions.
我们看见丈夫说。我的妻子啊，她实在是需要去教会。
This is a very common condition. So it seems husband would say that, our wives really need to go to church.
或者呢，妻子说我的丈夫是需要去教会。
Or the wives would say that our husbands really need to go to church.
有的时候我们看见丈夫来了，把妻子放在教会的门口，他自己开车走了。
And sometimes we'll see that the husband will come and then just drop their wives at their church and then they will leave.
或者是妻子把衣服准备好，让丈夫你今天一定要到教会去，因为你的脾气需要改变。
Or the wives will prepare the clothes for the husbands and say you need to go to church today and because your temper needs to be changed.
或者是我们把我们的孩子带到教会的主日学当中去。
Or we just bring our children to a Sunday school.
我们说他们都需要神。
And we will say they all need God.
但是这些经文告诉说，我们若忽略了这么大的救恩。
But this verse says that if we neglect so great salvation.
所以今天早晨我们有一个请求。
So this morning we have this plead.
我们不要看别人。
We do not look at others.
我们看一看我们自己。
Let's look at ourselves.
我们今天来到主的面前，是为着我们自己来到主的面前。
As we come before the Lord, we come before the Lord for ourselves.
我们需要主。
We need the Lord.
为什么我们在这个世上需要主呢？
Why do we need the Lord in this world?
为什么我们常常觉得是别人需要，而我们自己没有这个需要呢？
Why so often we feel like that they have this need, but we don't?
是因为我们还没有完全看见我们自己。
Because we don't really know ourselves.
我们常常觉得人生我们找不到意义。
A lot of times we feel like we cannot find the meaning in our lives.
因为我们还没有跟这位生命的源头接上。
That's the reason is that we haven't had the connection with this source of life.
我们盼望着永恒的生命。
We hope to have an eternal life.
但是我们常常为着今天而忧虑。
And yet we are often worried about today.
我们希望着我们人生是美好的。我们所得的是平安喜乐的人生。
We hope our life is beautiful, is filled with joy and peace.
然后我们看一看我们周围的环境。
And yet, as we look at our surroundings,
我们看见我们每天的生活。
We see our daily lives.
我们看见的是失望。
But what we can see is a disappointment.
我们看见的是罪恶。
And the evils.
我们看见的是到处的伤害。
And there's much hurt.
在我们人生当中充满了种种的矛盾。
And in our lives, we can see that there's many contradictions.
我们觉得我们在地上好像能够取得很多的成就。
And I feel like we can have many achievements in this world.
可是当我们取得这些成就的时候，我们在中间找不到意义。
And yet when we have these achievements, we couldn't find any meanings in them.
我们是不是需要来到神的面前认真地思想这些问题？
Don't we need to come before the Lord and meditate upon these things?
是我们自己需要神。
It's we ourselves need God.
所有这些问题
All these matters,
是因为最大的一个原因，是因为我们忽略了一件最重要的事情。
All these questions is because we have neglected the most important matter.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们若忽略了这么大的救恩。
So the Bible tells us, if we neglect so great a salvation,
我们怎能在神面前陶醉呢？
How can we escape?
所以今天我们都一同来到神的面前。
So today we all come before God.
我们为着我们自己向神献上祷告。
We are going to offer our prayer for ourselves.
所以我在这边对福音朋友们有个请求，你可以心里边暗暗地对神说。
And so I have this plea for gospel friends among us. You can have this prayer before the Lord in secret.
所以今天早晨我来到这个聚会当中。
So this this morning as I came this meeting.
不是为着别人。
I came here not for others.
而是为着我的自己。
I came here for myself.
我们把我们自己都放在。这个救恩当中
We put ourselves in this salvation
要圣灵来光照我们
To allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten us
使我们能够在神面前蒙恩
So that we can truly receive grace before God
就是说到我们若忽略这么大的救恩
It says that if we neglect so great salvation
我们知道在人生当中我们常常会忽略许多的事情
We know that in our daily lives we may neglect many things
首先是因为我们是有限的人
It is because we are very limited.
所以我们很难在所有的事情上都摆得周全。
So that we cannot cover all grounds in all things.
但是许多事情呢，如果我们忽略了，可能给我们带来一些伤害。
Some things if we neglect, may just bring us some hurt or loss.
可能呢，会是一些辗转的一些损失。
May it bring in some temporary loss.
但这个还并不是特别重要。
That is might not be as important.
但是如果我们忽略了这么大的救恩
But if we neglect such a great salvation,
我们将在永恒里边后悔。
We're going to regret eternity.
前一天我出差到波特兰去。
A while back, I was on a business trip to Portland.
在那之前呢，弟兄就要我来传福音。
Before that, I was invited to share the gospel.
我心里边在神面前一直寻求，主要我在讲什么。
And so I have been seeking before the Lord, what shall I preach?
好像这节经文就一直在我的心中。
And so this verse has been in my heart.
但那个时候还不是特别确定。
But at that time, I was not quite clear yet.
所以那天晚上到了普特兰那个旅馆里边。
So that night as I arrived at the Poland hotel.
那天天气啊有点特别冷。
And weather that day was especially cold.
我到了那个房间之后呢，我就听见就好像这个空调的声音有风吹下来。
And so when I entered into the room, I heard that there's a noise of air coming into the room.
我看见那个墙边有一个是那个暖气，是 heater。
So I saw that on the corner there's a thermostat for heater.
但是我想着这个既然有风的声音呢，可能就不是中心空调，大概我不需要去管这个暖气了。
Since I heard the sound of air, I feel like oh, it must be a centralized air control, so I don't need to adjust the temperature there.
后来我在读圣经，然后呢，我有些祷告，我就开始睡觉。
So I read the Bible and I had some prayer and I went to bed.
但是后来呢，越睡这个屋里边越冷。
But the more I slept, the colder the room became.
后来我就没有办法，我把那个被子叠成两层盖在身上，还是觉得特别的冷。
To a point I couldn't stand it. I kind of fold up my quilt and put it on myself, but I still feel pretty cold.
但是呢，我还就不时的，就隔几分钟就会听见这个好像空调的声音在响。
But once in a while, I still can hear the sound of air conditioning operation.
我在想，我说这个既然有这个空调响，怎么这屋里还越来越冷呢？
And I was wondering why I can hear the operation of the air conditioner, why the room is so cold.
我想可能再这样睡下去就好了，我这边没有管它。
And I feel like, okay, if I just persist in sleeping, then you will become better.
到了早晨差不多三四点钟的时候。
But when it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
这屋里实在是冷得受不了了。
And the room would become so cold, I couldn't stand it anymore.
所以我说一定要起来看看这个空调为什么没有出热气呢？
And so I said to myself, I need to stand up and check why there's no heat in this room.
所以就顺着这个声音去找，这个声音是从哪里出来的。
So I just followed the sound and tried to find out the source.
后来我发现呢，那个屋里边有一个小的冰箱。
And later I found out in that room there's a small refrigerator.
在那个小的冰箱上有一个小的微波炉。
And on top of the refrigerator there's a small microwave.
微波炉上面摆了几个那个 container 盒子。
So on top of the refrigerator, microwave, there's some containers.
这个冰箱呢，过一段时间，过几分钟，它会嗡嗡响一下，然后震动上面的盒子，就好像空调的声音发出那个声音一样。
Okay, so the refrigerator will vibrate once in a while, and then because of vibration, the container will make some sounds.
所以我才知道，原来这屋根本就没有中心空调的。
And I realized that actually it was not centralized.
所以我才把那个旁边那个暖气打开。
So I turned on the heater.
但是呢，我后来也睡不着了。
But I couldn't go back to sleep.
因为神的这句话就一直在我心里边在响。
Because God's word stopped echoing in my heart.
你们若忽略了。这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
How will you escape if you neglect so great a salvation?
我们在生活当中忽略了一些小的事情，我们可能遭一点罪，少睡几个小时的觉。
And if we encounter some things we neglect, we may just lose a few hours sleep.
但是我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，我们怎能陶醉呢？
But how will we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
这是何等奇妙大的救恩！
It is such a great salvation.
圣经讲的说这么大的救恩。
The Bible says that so great a salvation.
好像圣经里边觉得已经没有再用人类可以描述的语言来描述了。
The Bible seems it's hard to find the words that human can understand to describe the greatness.
所以他讲到是这么大的救恩。
So he says that so great a salvation.
这个救恩需要我们用生命去经历。
And this salvation needs to be experienced in our lives.
首先今天早晨我要向大家承认我可能没有办法用语言来完全告诉这个救恩的奇妙伟大。
So this morning I have to commit that I may not be able to use words to describe the greatness and the wonderfulness of this salvation.
但是我向朋友们有一个保证。
But I can assure you.
如果你接受了这个救恩成为你自己的生命让主成为你自己生命的救主。
If you receive this salvation to allow the Lord to be the savior of your life,
你可以在一生当中去经历它。
You can experience Him throughout your entire life.
你可以去体验它是何等奇妙伟大的救恩。
You will come to understand His a great and a wonderful salvation.
因为这个救恩来源于天上。
Because this salvation is from above.
是神的儿子 他道成肉身来到地上为我们所成就。
It's a Son of God who came to flesh to accomplish for us.
约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
John 3:16 he says, because for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我们知道在神的救赎当中，
We know that in God's redemption,
他为我们所设立的是他独生儿子的血。
What he has established for us is the blood of his Son.
是这位创造宇宙天地的神，他亲自来到地上为我们所成就的。
It is the God who created the universe and everything who came to this world to accomplish for us.
这件事情我们实在是觉得非常奇妙，也非常难以明白的。
And we feel like this matter is so wonderful and yet beyond our comprehension.
我们没有办法明白神到地上来意味着什么。
We cannot comprehend what that means that God came into this world.
因为我们觉得我们的人生还是不错的。
And because we feel like our lives are still pretty good.
我们觉得这个在地上的万物当中，人是万物之灵。
And we feel like man is the head of all creation.
所以好像神来到我们中间成为人的样式，也是蛮合情合理的。
And so we feel like God came into this world in our likeness. It seems to be pretty reasonable.
但是朋友们，我们要认识一件事情。
But friends, we need to come to realize this.
我们是属地的。
We are earthly.
圣经告诉我们说，神用尘土造人。
God tells, the Bible tells us that God made man out of dust.
但是神，主耶稣基督他是属天的。
And yet, Jesus Christ, is heavenly.
这个属天和属地之间的区别是没有办法用我们思想来想象。
The difference between the heavenly and the earthly is far beyond our comprehension.
因而这位创造宇宙天地的神。
And yet the God who created heaven and the earth.
像我们刚才弟兄所领我们唱的那首诗歌一样。
Just like our brother led us singing the song.
他愿意亲自成为人的样式。
God who was able to become the likeness of man.
他把自己的无限放在人的有限当中。
He put his unlimitedness into his into a man's limitations.
你知道在地上我们觉得我们所生活的环境还不错。
And you know, on earth we feel like our living environment is still pretty good.
但是在神的眼里边是何等的污秽。
And yet, from God's perspective, it's very filthy.
可是这位圣洁的神就会创造宇宙天地的主，就愿意成为人的样式。
And yet, this holy God, the God who created heaven and earth, was willing to become a man.
实际上，我们真的是属土的。
Indeed, we are earthly.
我记得小的时候，我们就特别喜欢玩泥。
And I remember when I was little, we liked to play with clay, dust, dirt.
那时候我觉得好像玩这些泥土，是因为我们没有其他的玩具，所以我们只好在那个路上玩这些泥土。
At that time, I feel like because we didn't have any other toys, so we like to play with dirt.
那前一天我们有机会和朋友们一起去看郁金香。
And but a few days ago, we had a chance to have a trip to see the tulips.
在那个郁金香的花园当中，我看见几个小孩。
In the tulip farm, we saw a few kids.
他们就穿着那个小的雨靴子。
And they had their rain boots on.
然后就在那个泥土里边，在泥土里边，在那个泥里边玩。
They just play in the mud.
其中有一个小男孩，他大概有五六岁这样子吧。
Among them there was a boy about 5 or 6 years old.
就是 How much fun to play in the mud?
He said,
在泥里边玩真是好玩的。
Yeah, he said, How much fun it is to play in the mud?
如果你当时看见他那个表情的时候，你就知道这是全世界最真实的一个表达。
And if you look at his facial expression, you know that it is from his heart.
回头的时候，我和刚好有一天我去接一个弟兄，跟他有些交通。
And then after our way back, I went to pick up a brother to have some fellowship with him.
然后这个弟兄说呢，我的孩子都在后边玩泥呢，不知道为什么他们这么喜欢玩泥。
And the brother said that all our kids are in the backyard playing with mud or dirt, and I don't know why they are so have so much fun with it.
那我后来我们在一起交通的时候，我们想可能。这是我们生命的本质。
And then in our fellowship, we feel like probably it is some part of our nature.
现在有许多其他东西可玩，但是呢，如果我们看一下那个最纯真的生命的时候，我们还发现人还是喜欢玩泥的。
Even we have so many things we can play with, but from the very naive life, we can see that from our nature, we like to play with dirt. And we see that that is a part of nature. And, but the God who created heaven and universe,
圣洁的主,
and this holy Lord, and he was willing to put on the clothes of man.
他愿意为你为我,
for you and for me, he was willing to be born in this world.
不但成为人的样式,
not only was he becoming the likeness of man,
而且他成为奴仆的样式,
but he also became, took on the form of a bond slave.
以赛亚书第53章第2节告诉我们说, 他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽, 像根出于干地, 他无家形美容, 我们看见他的时候, 也无美貌,
Isaiah chapter 53 verse 2, he says, for he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of a parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, no appearance that we should be attracted to him. He suffers all kinds of difficulties and suffering on earth for us. And in the end, he died on the cross for us. And this is a source of salvation. And this is a source of such a great salvation. How can we describe it with our words?
很多年以前听见一个弟兄来到我们中间讲了一个故事。
Many years ago, I heard a story shared by a brother who came among us.
我现在不是记得很清楚了, 大概的意思就是一个母亲, 问他一个小女儿说, 你爱妈妈有多少?
And I couldn't remember every detail, but the story was about a young daughter asked her mama, how much do you love your mom?
这个小女孩就说呢, 我爱你有这么多。
And she said that I love you so much, this much.
妈妈说, 你就, 难道你就爱我只有这么多吗?
And her mom replied that, do you just love me this much?
她就把手就再伸大一点, 我爱你有这么多。
And then she kind of expanded her arms and said, I love you this much.
后来她妈妈说, 难道只有这么多吗?
And her mom said, only this much.
后来她把她的手完全的伸开,
and then at the end, she kind of stretched her arms.
她说, 我爱你有这么多, 不能再, 不能再多。
And she said, I love you this much. This is all I can do.
我们的主耶稣基督当他被钉在十字架上的时候,
when our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross,
他被人把他的双手双脚钉在十字架上,
he was pierced on the cross on his feet and on his hands.
他在向全世界做了一个伟大的宣告,
he was making the great proclamation to the mankind.
他用自己的生命告诉我们, 神爱我们有多大,
he used his life to tell us how great God's love is for us.
当他看见地下这些人钉他十字架的时候,
and when he looked down on those who crucified him,
他为他们祷告,
he prayed for them.
他说, 父啊, 赦免他们, 因为他们所做的, 他们不晓得。
He said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
这是这个这么大的救恩,
this is great salvation.
我们没有办法用我们的语言完全描述,
we cannot describe it with our words.
但是我们希望圣灵在我们中间做奇妙的工作,
but I do pray that the Holy Spirit will do his wonderful work among us.
对着这个救恩我们都有回应,
so that we can all respond to this great salvation.
可是今天在世上, 人不一样,
but it is different for the people in the world.
人想尽了许多的办法要逃避,
and men will think about many ways to try to escape.
他们在逃避什么呢?
What do they escape from?
首先呢, 我们知道, 逃避的是罪。
First, they would like to escape from sin.
圣经告诉我们说, 世人, 在罗马书第三章23节告诉我们说, 世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀, 如今却蒙神的恩典, 在耶稣基督的救赎里, 就白白的称义。
In Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through his redemption, which is in Christ Jesus.
罪, 圣经告诉我们, 是亏缺了神的荣耀。
Sin, Bible tells us, is falling short of the glory of God.
我们今天在地上看见许多的罪行。
And on the earth, we can see that there are many acts of sin.
这是罪的结果。
And that's the fruit or result of sin.
但是罪有一个本性。
And yet there is a nature of sin.
这个本性呢，就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that nature is falling short of the glory of God.
在神原来的创造当中。
In God's original creation.
一切都是美丽的。
Everything was beautiful.
一切都是完全的。
Everything was perfect.
然而因着我们的祖先亚当和夏娃，他们选择了向神独立。
And yet our ancestor Adam and Eve, they choose to be independent of God.
撒旦就把一个罪的性质放在他们这边。
And Satan put nature of sin in their lives.
所以这个罪的性质从古到今就一直遗传在我们每个人的血液里边。
And this sinful nature has been passed down throughout generations.
在全世界上所有的人。
And all the people in this world.
除了我们主耶稣基督以外。
Except our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他是圣灵感孕童女所生的。
Because he was born through the Holy Spirit.
他跟我们每个人不一样。
And he is different from the rest of us.
全世界所有的人凡是从父母亲所生的都继承了亚当夏娃罪的性质。
All the people in this world are born of parents have inherited this sinful nature from Adam and Eve.
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
We have all fallen short of the glory of God.
没有一个是例外。
No exception.
在这个世界上有好人有坏人。
And in this world there are some good people or bad people.
有些人他们的良心是敏感的，道德是高尚的。
Some of them they are very sensitive in their conscience and they have a higher moral standard.
他们所生活的环境也没有给他们允许犯罪的机会。
And also the environment they live in don't allow them to commit crimes.
我们在社会上就看见这样的人呢，就是好人高尚人。
And we can see that in the society we deem them as the noble man or the good man.
有些人他们的良心泯灭，他们的道德败坏。
But some of them they are very evil practices and they have a very low moral standard.
他们所生活的环境给他们提供了许多犯罪的机会。
And also their living environments allow them to commit many crimes.
所以这些人呢就被称为坏人、罪人、不道德的人。
And we will deem this person as a sinners and evil persons and as with a person with a low morality.
就是按照人的标准有好人有坏人。
This is from man's standard. There's a good man and there's an evil man.
然而在神的圣洁的标准当中。
And yet from God's holy standard.
无论我们是好人还是坏人。
Whether we consider ourselves good or bad.
在我们里边都有那个罪性。
We all have this sinful nature.
所以我们都是罪人。
So we are all sinners.
所以我们都需要救主。
We all need a salvation, a savior.
许多的时候我们不能明白。
And a lot of times we don't understand.
在我信主之前这件事情也是我最困扰我的。
And that's bothered me the most before I believe in the Lord.
有时候我好像一直是好学生好人，怎么突然间来到聚会当中成为罪人了呢？
And I have considered myself as being a good student and a good person. How come and I came into the church meeting I become a sinner.
但是我感谢神的恩典。
But we thank the grace of God.
当圣灵光照我的时候。
When the Holy Spirit shone light in me.
我才看见我真的是一个罪人。
I really realized that I indeed a sinner.
因为在我的里边是充满了罪恶的。
Because inside of me is full of evils.
如果圣灵没有光照，我们还不知道。
If without the light of the Holy Spirit, we don't realize that.
但是，当神向我们显现的时候，我们就会发现我们的生命和他是何等的不配。
And yet, if the revelation of God in us really lead us to see that we are so unworthy of Him.
我们都是罪人。
We are all sinners.
今天不是因为在世上这些人犯了罪他们才是罪人。
It is not because you commit a sin, then you are a sinner.
而是因为世界上在人的里边有罪性，所以今天在地上才有罪恶。
It is because there is a sinful nature in man, then there is a sinful acts in this world.
这个罪有一个权势。
And there is a power in sin.
人们一直在企图摆脱这个罪的权势。
And the men try their best try to escape from the power of sin.
要靠着他们自己的力量，靠着我们自己的力量，没有一个人可以做到。
And yet, by their strength, by our strength, we cannot achieve that.
我们看见今天科学是何等的昌盛。
We can see that the science is prospering.
教育也非常的发达。
And there's a well developed in the education.
可是我们看看世界上的道德和心灵。
And yet,
每天在走下坡路。
And yet, we can see that the moral standards continue to descend.
人们企图用许多的办法把我们从这个罪的权势当中拯救出来。
And they try to use various methods try to deliver us from the power of sin.
然而没有一条道路，没有 一个方法可我们从罪中被拯救出来。
And yet there is none of these method will work to deliver us from the sin.
除非是神亲自来拯救我们。
Unless God himself comes to save us.
从前我们听见有一个弟兄，在他信主之前，他是一个在军队里边做军官的。
And there was a brother before he believed in the Lord. He was a military officer.
他那有一个习惯，就是要抽烟，一辈子就抽烟。
And he has a habit of smoking, and he smoked all his life.
他也知道抽烟对他的身体不好。
He knew that smoking is not good for his health.
他也想把这个烟戒掉。
And he also liked to quit smoking.
所以，但是他没有办法。
But he couldn't do anything about it.
后来他信了主之后，神让他从这个烟中被解脱出来。
But after he believed in the Lord allowed him to be delivered from smoking.
当他做见证的时候，他说：“我可以指挥这个许多的军队。”
And when he testified, he said that I can command many a lot of a big army.
但是我没有办法指挥我手上这个小小的香烟。
But I cannot command the cigarette in my fingers.
这是罪的权势。
This is the power of sin.
圣经告诉我们说，所以天父的儿子若叫你们得自由，你们就真自由了。
And so the Bible tells us, if the Son make you free, then you will be free indeed.
如果我们想逃脱这个罪的权势，
if you want to escape from the power of sin,
过一个美好向上的人生，
to live a beautiful and a progressively a good life,
我们唯一的出路就是神所赐给我们的自由。
And the only way out is the freedom granted by God.
我们也看见今天地上充满了苦难。
And we can also see that there's, the world is full of suffering.
所有的苦难的根源都是罪。
And the root cause of all these sufferings is sin.
今天无论是国家之间的战争，
whether it's a conflict between nations,
民族之间的仇恨，
or there's a hatred between races,
或者小到我们的社团、我们的家庭和个人，
and also in our society, in our family life, and also for our personal lives,
所有人之间的问题。
All the problems in the interpersonal relationships,
它的根源都是罪。
And the root cause is sin.
是人里边那个骄傲、里边的嫉妒和里边的贪婪所产生的。
It is caused by the inner pride, inner greed, and also jealousy.
人们也试图从这种逃脱出来。
And we also try to escape from this.
但是我们发现，好像人类变得越来越文明了。
And, but we found out that it seems that people has become more and more civilized.
可是这些罪的缠绊却越来越加重。
And yet the bondage of sin has become heavier and heavier.
罪的最大的工价乃是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
圣经告诉我们说，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
The Bible tells us that for the wages of sin is death.But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这个工价呢，也可以说是罪的一个刑罚。
The wages can also say that it is a punishment of sin.
我们在外面工作的时候，我们会得到一些工资。
And if we have a job and we work, we will have some wages.
罪也有他自己的报应，也有他的报酬。
And there's also wages for sin.
罪的工价就是死。
And the wages of sin is death.
因着亚当和夏娃的犯罪，人类和神从此之间就产生了一个巨大的鸿沟。
And because of the sin of Adam and Eve, then now there's a big chasm between God and man.
所以我们的命运若是没有主耶稣基督，就是永远的死亡。
Therefore, if we do not have our Lord Jesus Christ, our destiny is death.
我们自己没有办法从这中间逃脱出来。
We cannot escape from this by ourselves.
然而几千年的历史，人类没有认识到这一点。
And yet throughout human history, thousands of years, a man cannot realize that.
面对着罪的能力、权势和他的刑罚。
Facing the power and the authority of sin.
人发明了许多的方法去逃避。
Man has developed many ways to try to escape.
有的人发明了宗教。
And some people has devised religions.
宗教呢，就是人去找神自己所创造出来的东西。
Religion is developed by man, is man to try to see God.
想用这些办法来解脱他们里边对人生的不满，对罪的无奈。
They try to use this method, try to solve the problem of being dissatisfied with life.
然而这些所有这些修行可能会把他们的生命改变得稍微好一点，但是不能从本质上改变他。
Through all these religious merits, they might cultivate self to be a better person, but they cannot be changed from their very essence.
有的人用哲学和艺术企图改变自己的生命。
And some people also try to use a literature or arts to try to change their own lives.
或者是用教育能够改变我们自己的生命。
Or try to change their lives through education.
我们发现外边可能是稍稍有些改变。
We may see that there's outwardly they may have some changes.
然而人的本性是不能改变。
And yet the very nature has not been changed.
有的人根本就不在乎。
And some people don't care at all.
他说我今天就是活一天算一天。
And they will say that, okay, I just live day by day.
或者用简短的快乐，用麻痹的方法，就忘记这一切。
And we just try to numb ourselves with some temporal joy.
有的人想呢，我可以为自己辩护。
And some people think that I may defend myself.
我们会发现这个世上啊，辩护是最多的事情。
And we can see that there's much defense in this world.
后来呢，就产生了一群专门为别人辩护的人，就是律师。
And they have produced a special group of people called attorneys.
那有的律师呢，能够把有罪的说成无罪。
And this group of people, they can turn the sinful into a sinless.
我们知道，在美国前些年就有这样的例子。
And we know that a while back in America, there are such examples.
因而这一切在神面前都是没有用的。
And yet all these are become useless before God.
你知道，当神来审判我们的时候。
You know when God judges us,
他是看人心肺腑的神。
He will search our hearts and our minds.
我们心里边的每一个思念，我们每一个动作，我们每一个想法，每句话，都要陈明在他的面前。
All our thoughts and actions and our words will be presented before Him.
在这位鉴察人心肺腑神的面前。
And we will be standing this God who searches our hearts and thoughts.
我们没有办法为自己辩护的。
We cannot defend ourselves.
我们刚才弟兄领我们唱的最后一首诗歌628首。
And our brother just let us sing the last song, hymn 628.
这是一位姊妹所写的一首诗歌。
This hymn was written by a sister.
它的题目是照我的本相。
And the title is Just As I Am.
这位姊妹呢也跟我们可能其中在座的许多朋友和我们自己一样。
And this sister might be just like many gospel friends among us.
他也是生来就是不信主。
She born and didn't. He was not a believer.
他生活在18、19世纪的英国。
She lived in 18th or 16th century in England.
有一天呢，他的父亲的一个好朋友，他叫 Mellon， 是一个牧师，来到他家做客。
And one day, a good friend of her father came to visit her family. His name was Malone.
就对这位年轻的姊妹讲说，我真的希望你也能够成为基督徒。
And he said to this sister, I really hope that you could become a Christian.
但是这位姊妹呢，她当时是非常的反感。
And that sister was very offended at that time.
她说我不希望跟你能够讨论这些事情。
And she said, I don't want to discuss this matter with you.
那这位年长的弟兄呢，他也是非常谦卑，他就没有说什么。他说我是神的仆人，我希望你能够成为基督徒。如果我的话得罪了你，请你原谅我。
And this elderly brother was very humble, and he said that I'm a servant of God, and I do want to speak a word for my Lord. But if I have offended you, please forgive me.
在过去又过去三个星期过去了。
And three weeks passed.
有一天，他们同时被邀请到另外一个朋友家里边去。
And one day, both of them were invited to a mutual friend's house.
我们感谢神，在这个三个星期当中，圣灵一直在这个姊妹心中工作。
We thank the Lord because during the past 3 weeks, the Holy Spirit has done some work in this sister's life.
所以她一直在想，我怎么才能够成为基督徒呢
？And she has this thought, how can I become a Christian?
我需要把自己生命改变得更好。或者是我需要做些什么特别的事情吗
？Do I need to change my life to be better, or do I need to do something special？
所以在那天晚上，他们又见到这位牧师的时候
，So at that evening, when she met this pastor again，
他就把这个问题提到年长弟兄面前。
And so she brought up this questions to this elderly brother。
这个 Malin 弟兄对他讲说：“你就是照你的本相来到神的面前。
”And brother Malin told her that you just come before the Lord just as you are。
主耶稣就照你的本相来接受你。
Lord Jesus Christ will receive you just as you are.
感谢主，姊妹她听了弟兄的劝告。
We thank the Lord because the sister has taken the advice from the brother.
她没有挣扎的，照着她自己的本相来到神的面前。
She didn't struggle. She just came before the Lord just as she was.
后来不久，她就写下了这首诗歌。
And not long after, she wrote this hymn.
她是对神救恩有认识的人。
She was the one who knew the salvation of God.
这首诗歌的第一句说：“照我本相，无善足称。”
And the first stanza, he says, "Just as I am, without one plea."
他的原文的意思应该说，就照我的本相，我没有什么，没有一件事情可以为自己辩护的。
And in English, he says, "Just as I am, without one plea." She doesn't defend herself.
你知道，这是一个认识神、认识自己的人。
And this is a person who knows God and knows herself.
如果我们认识我们自己的话
，If we know ourselves，
如果我们知道这位神的话。
If we know this God,
我们会知道我们没有办法为自己辩护的。
We know that we cannot defend ourselves at all.
Without us, 没有一个辩护。
He says that without one plea.
但是说为你流血，替我受成。
But only say that, but that thy blood was shed for me.
并且召我救你得胜。
And that thou didst bid me come to thee.
他说我来我愿意来到你的面前。
He said, I come, I'm willing to come.
亲爱的朋友们，这就是得救的道路。
But, dear friends, this is the way of salvation.
愿今天我们都能够这样的来到神的面前。
May we all come before God in this way.
因为主耶稣基督已经为我们成就了这个救恩。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ has already accomplished salvation for us.
人任何的努力都不能使我们与谁和好。
Any human efforts cannot reconcile us to God.
只有神，他独生的儿子。无罪的血为我们流出来了，才能够满足神圣洁、公义和慈爱的要求。
Only the precious blood of God's beloved Son, only Son, shed for us that can satisfy the righteous requirement of God.
在约翰福音第六章第六十八节，西门彼得回答主说
：“And in John chapter 6 and verse 68, Simon Peter replied to the Lord.
他说：主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归顺谁呢？”
He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life."
约翰福音第十四章第六节，主耶稣自己亲自宣告。
In John chapter 14, verse 6, the Lord Himself proclaimed,
说我是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，就没有人能到父那里去。
He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me."
当我们起初开始听见这些话的时候
，When we first hear these words,
我们觉得。基督徒中间所讲这些话是不是太绝对了
？And we feel like that the words are proclaimed among Christians are too absolute.
是不是应该是条条大路通罗马
？So that all roads lead to Rome.
为什么只有一条道路
？Why there's only one way?
为什么只有一位救主
？Why there's only one Savior?
我们一定要认识到
，We have to realize this.
任何宗教的领袖
，That all religious leaders,
他们本身也是人
，They are all humans.
他们的道德可能会高尚一些
They may have a higher moral standard
但是在他们里边同样有你我里边的罪性
But in them they also have this sinful nature just like you and me
他们不能救自己更不能救你我
They cannot save themselves they cannot save us
然而主耶稣基督是神圣洁无瑕疵的羔羊
And yet our Lord Jesus Christ is the holy Lamb of God
只有当他来到地上的时候
Only when he came into this world.
只有当他在十字架上为我们流血舍命的时候。
Only when he died on the cross and shedding his blood for us.
神圣洁和公义的要求得到了满足。
God's holy and righteous requirement was satisfied.
因为主耶稣基督亲自为我们担当了审判。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ took the punishment for us.
全世界人所有的罪，包括我的罪和你的罪，都在那个时候压在主耶稣基督的身上。
All the iniquities of this world, including yours and mine, were upon him.
所以我们的神掩面不看他。
So God covered his eyes, not looking at him.
他在十字架上所经历的最大的痛苦，乃是与父神在灵里边分离的痛苦。
The greatest suffering our Lord experienced on the cross was the separation from his Father.
那个肉身的痛苦，那个双手双脚被钉的痛苦，已经是我们没有办法来想象的。
It is already beyond our comprehension for the physical sufferings that pierce the hands and feet.
然而，那个灵里的分离的痛苦，是我们完全没有办法想象，因为我们从来没有经历过的。
And yet, the separation in the spirit that is way far beyond our comprehension because we have never experienced that.
我们从那里边看见父对我们是何等大的爱。
And in that we can see that such a great love the Father has for us.
因为全世界的所有的东西，他没有，他把他最好的，在所有东西里面最好的，主耶稣基督赐给了我们。
Because among all things, He has given us the best, our Lord Jesus Christ to us.
因为他为我们解决了罪的问题。
Because He has solved the problems of our sin.
因为他流出的宝血可以洗净我们一切的罪。
Because the precious blood He shed can cleanse our sins.
圣经告诉我们说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理就不在我们里边了。我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The Bible says that if we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
的确是这样的。
It is true.
如果我们说自己是无罪的，我们就是自欺的。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves.
然而，我们若来到神的面前，照我们的本相。
And yet, if we come before God just as we are.
他是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪。
He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins.
主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们完成了救恩。
Our Lord Jesus Christ accomplished the salvation on the cross for us.
然而，他就把这个永生作为一个礼物赐给你。
And He has prepared eternal life as a gift for you.
信主是什么意思呢
？So what does that mean by believing in Christ?
信主就是神有一个礼物要给你。
That means God has a gift for you.
你接受了。
And you can receive.
成为你的了。
And you will become yours.
你把主耶稣基督接到你的心里边，这就是信主。
And you receive Jesus Christ into your hearts, and that is believing the Lord.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们不需要自己去做许多的努力，我们也没有办法做出许多的努力。
We don't have to strive by ourselves, and we cannot either.
在我们这边，只要凭着信心来接受这个奇妙的救恩。
And our end, we just need to receive it by faith.
圣灵会把他的生命做工在我们里边。
The Holy Spirit will work His life in us.
当然，我们也不能有一个错误的想法。
Of course, we cannot have this misunderstanding.
觉得我们只要是得到这个主，我们的生命就没有办法不需要改变了。
As long as we have received this Lord, then our life don't have to be changed.
基督徒要有一个美好的人生。
And for Christians to have a beautiful life.
在世上要有美好的行为。
We need to have a good conduct in this world.
因为我们是神的见证。
Because we are the testimony of God.
但是这些都不是我们信主的条件。
And yet, these are not the conditions for us to believe in the Lord.
不是我们说做得好了，现在我们够资格了，我们可以来信主了。
It's not that we have done well, then we are qualified so that we can believe in the Lord.
乃是因着神给我们一个新的生命，我们可以活出不一样的人生。
It is because God has given us a new life so that we can live a different life.
神可以改变人。
God can change man.
因为他不但把永生赐给我们。
Because not only has He given us this eternal life.
当主耶稣基督离开地上的时候。
But also when Jesus Christ, when He left this world.
他赐下了保惠师。
He also given us the counselor.
圣灵今天就在我们中间。
The Holy Spirit is in us.
圣灵就在我们所有的弟兄姐妹们心中。
And he also among us.
他每天在工作。
He is doing his work every day.
所以圣经告诉我们说，你们得救是本乎恩也，因着信。
And so the Bible tells us that you are saved because of grace and also because of faith.
不是出于行为。
It is not out of your conduct.
也不是出于我们自己，乃是神所赐。
And it is not out of yourself, but it is a gift of God.
并且说我们原是他手中的工作。
And he also tells us that we are the workmanship in his hands.
是在耶稣基督里造成的。
And accomplished in the hands of Christ.
为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们所行的。
So that we can do good work. That's what God has planned for us.
这是以弗所书二章里边所告诉我们的真理。
And it is recorded in Ephesians chapter 2.
今天圣灵正在做这样的工作。
And this is the work the Holy Spirit is doing now.
他做改变的工作。
He is doing the work of change.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在耶稣基督里释放了我，我从此就可以脱离罪和死的律。
Because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and of death.
所以这个罪就像一个律一样。
So sin is like a law.
不是说我们自己愿意去这样做。
It's not that we are willing to do this.
但是若是我们里边没有这个生命和圣灵的律，我们就没有办法摆脱这个罪的律。
But if we do not have the law of life, of the spirit of life in us, then we cannot be set free from the law of sin and of death.
有的时候就人就去做他本身不愿意做的事情。
A lot of times people would like to do something they don't want to do.
然而耶稣基督要给我们的生命。
And yet, the life Jesus Christ would like to give us.
他不是只是在外边做改变的工作。
It's not just a change outwardly.
他要在里边给我们创造一个完全不一样的生命。
And he wants to create a totally new life in us.
一个新的生命。
A new life.
能够在我们在地上活出一个新的人生
so that we can live a new life on earth.
我们知道写约翰福音这个约翰
We know that John who wrote the gospel according to John
就他自己的个性来讲
from his personality
他本来是性情非常刚烈非常刚烈的一个人
and he was very explosive in his personality.
所以在马可福音主耶稣称他是雷子就是像脾气像打雷一样
And so in the Gospel according to Mark, Lord Jesus called him the son of thunder.
我们也知道在圣经里面记载他几件事情。
And also there's some recordings about him in the Bible.
有一天他和主耶稣基督一起从那个撒玛利亚那边回到耶路撒冷去。
And one day he was traveling with the Lord from Samaritan.
中间呢就遇见这些村庄撒玛利亚的人不接待主。
And they were passing through some villages, and this Samaritan didn't want to receive the Lord.
所以约翰本身里边就是特别的生气。
And so John was very angry.
在路加福音里边这样记载着。
And so in a book of Luke, it is recorded.
他就说说主啊，你要我们降火把这些人都烧灭吗
？He said, Lord, do you want us to command a fire from heaven to consume them?
我们看见他里边有信心了。
We can see that there's a faith in him.
他是主要主耶稣，只要你吩咐我们，我们这些门徒就可以降火，把这些人完全的烧灭。
He said, Lord, if you command us, then we can command the fire from heaven to consume them.
但是主耶稣回头就责备他们说。
And yet the Lord rebuked them.
说人子来不是要灭人的性命，而是要救人的性命。说着就往别的村庄里去了。
And he said that because the Son of Man did not come to destroy man's life, but to save them, and they went on to another village.
这个约翰他的生命得到了后来得到了改变
And this John, his life was later changed.
我们知道当我们读到约翰的书信的时候
And because we know that as we read the letters by John,
他是一个爱的使徒
And he was the apostle of love.
当最后他生命快要结束的时候再在以弗所那边传道
Before his life ends, and he was preaching in Ephesus.
他说小子们啊你们应当彼此相爱
He said, little ones, you shall love one another.
那个时候约翰可能已经是超过100岁了。
At that time, John was over 100 years old.
约翰的生命得到了改变。
And his life was changed.
你我的生命同样可以得到改变。
And you and I, our life can also be changed.
在圣经，在这个历史上还记载着约翰的另外的 一段故事。
And in church history, there is another record about John.
我们知道约翰呢，他当时被发落到拔摩的海岛上去。
We know that John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos.
后来他在那里边写了启示录。
And in that isle, he wrote the book of Revelation.
后来那个暴君就是可能是罗马的君王死了之后呢，约翰又辗转的时间被释放出来。
And after the tyrant died, and John was set free for a brief period.
这时候他到各地去传教，建立教会。
And so at that time, during that period, he just traveled around to establish church.
有一次他来到附近的大概是以弗所附近的一个城市
And one time he stopped by a city near Ephesus
他看见一个年轻人
And I saw a young man
这个年轻人呢也在主里边 有信心要信主
And this young man had a faith in the Lord to believe in the Lord
所以他就把这个年轻人交给将当地教会的一个长老
And so he entrusted this young man to an elder at the local assembly
他说我把这个年轻的生命交给你
And he said that I give this young life to you
这个后来这位年长的弟兄呢也一直非常扶持这位年带领这位年轻的弟兄
And this elderly brother led this young man
但是有一段时间他这个年长弟兄稍微忽视了一些
And but there's this elderly brother relaxed a little bit for some time
他们中间出现了一群在那个当地有一群那个匪徒
And among them there's some evil doers in that area
这个年轻人呢不知道为什么也就跟他们 有了联系
And don't know what but this young man has some contact with this band of people
开始是一起去跟他们去做一些娱乐活动
And in the beginning he just joined them for some entertainment
后来慢慢的就参加他们的犯罪
And gradually he just involved in their crimes
最后他的罪越做越大
And he continued to descend, and then he committed a greater and greater crimes.
最后他成了这个这伙匪徒们的头子。
And he later became the leader among the evildoers.
生活在这个暴力、血腥和残忍当中。
And he lived in violence and in bloodshed and also, in violence.
一段时间过去了之后。
And after some time passed,
约翰又回到了这个地方。
And John came back to visit this area.
他就问这位年长的弟兄。
And he asked this elderly brother.
他说我所交给你的那个年轻人我要现在要要跟你一起算账。
And I need to restore the deposit that I have about a young man that I have given to you.
那个年长的弟兄说他已经死了。
And this elderly brother replied that this young man already died.
他说为什么他死了他说他离开了主耶稣他的灵魂已经死了。
And John asked why and the brother replied that because he already departed from the Lord and he is dead in his soul.
并且他成了这伙强盗的头子。
And he became the ringleader of this band.
这使徒约翰听见了这件事情，他心里边是极大的痛苦。
And Apostle John was greatly grieved when he heard the news.
他就说，他一边撕裂了衣服，一边说，我们失去的不仅仅是一位弟兄，乃是一个宝贵的灵魂呢。
And he tore his clothes and cried out, "What we have lost is not just a brother, but a precious soul."
他就马上叫人给他备马。他要去亲自去找这位年轻的这个弟兄。
And he asked people to prepare a ride, and he would like to look for that brother.
这时候的约翰已经也可能已经超过100岁。
I think at that time, John was over 100 years old.
当他来到这个山上的时候。
And yet he came close to the mountain.
那有许多那个匪徒们在站岗。
And there are many outposts from the band.
他们就把他抓起来。
And they just captured John.
他没有任何的反抗。
And John didn't defend himself.
他说我来唯一的目的就是要见你们的那个头目。
The only reason he said that the only reason that I came is to see your captain.
当他们把他带到这个头目面前的时候。
But as they brought him before the leader.
年轻人站在那里全身武装。
The young man was fully armed before him.
当他认出是约翰的时候。
But as yet when he realized that this is John.
他就开始掉头逃跑。
And he just turned and ran away from him.
这年长年迈的约翰，他也不顾自己的身体，在后边去追他。
The aged John didn't care for his old age, and he just ran after him.
他就说：“孩子，你为什么要逃跑
？”He said, "Son, why do you have to run?"
难道你不知道主耶稣基督爱你吗
？Don't you know that Jesus Christ loves you?
你看你全身武装，难道你还惧怕一位手无寸铁的老人吗？
You are fully armed, and you're still fear of age and unarmed old man.
他说主耶稣基督怜悯你，我也怜悯你。
He said, Jesus Christ has mercy on you. I also have a mercy on you.
你还有回头的机会。
You still have a chance to turn back.
这位年轻的生命也被感动。
And this young life was touched.
当时他和约翰在那边拥抱痛苦。
And he turned and the whole John and they cried together.
他又重新回到了神的怀抱当中。
And he turned again back to the bosom of God.
我们可能都是个人偏行基督的人。
We are all have gone astray.
然而主耶稣基督今天却用这样的爱来寻找我们每一个人。
And yet today, Lord Jesus Christ is using this love to seek us.
我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
If we neglect so great a salvation, how can we escape?
愿今天早晨圣灵在我们中间工作。
May this morning the Holy Spirit will do His work.
赐给我们所有当在中间的这些朋友们。
So that He will grant all the gospel friends among us.
有得救的智慧和信心。
The wisdom and the faith to be saved.
神现在正在向你发出呼召。
God is now making the call to you.
我们不需要把自己改变得更好才能来到他的面前。
We don't have to change to be better so that we can come before Him.
我们只需要照我的本相。
We only need to come before Him just as we are.
圣灵要在我们中间做奇妙的工作。
The Holy Spirit will do His wonderful work in us.
他要把你的生命、我的生命改变。
He want to change yours and my lives.
是为了他的荣耀。
And for His own glory.
他所开始的工作，他一定能够做成。
The work He has started, He will see to His completion.
今天我们一同来到这么大的救恩面前。
As we come before such a great salvation,
我们一同求他开我们心中的眼睛，来接受他。
We all pray with him so that our eyes can be opened so that we can receive him.
好不好？我们一同有些祷告。
Let's have a word of a prayer.
在我们祷告之前。
Before we pray.
我们请啊，我们都一同在主面前闭上眼睛，专心看我们自己。
Let's all close our eyes and then look on ourselves before the Lord.
我们一同来体验这么大的救恩。
Let's all experience such a great salvation.
今天如果你圣灵感动你，你愿意在他面前表示愿意接受这么大的救恩。
If the Holy Spirit is moving you today and you are willing to receive such a great salvation,
我们请你在座位上举手，我们为你祷告，为你祝福。
And we ask you to show your hands in your seat and we can pray for you.
我们知道神今天带我们来到这个聚会当中。
We know that the Lord has led us to this meeting today.
是要把恩典和怜悯赐给你。
And it's to impart His grace and mercy on you.
我们不一定认识你，但是神知道你的名字。
We may not know you, but God knows your name.
所以我们邀请在我们中间的朋友们，如果你心中有感动的，请你举手，我们为你祷告，好吗？
We would like to invite friends among us. If you have been moved, please show your hand so that we can pray for you.
圣灵在你的心中对你说话。
The Holy Spirit is speaking to you in your hearts.
今天主耶稣基督已经把救恩做成。
Today, the salvation has been accomplished by Jesus Christ.
我们在这边所需要做的，就是在他面前愿意接受。
And what we need to do is we are willing to receive.
我相信在我们中间神要做这样感动的工作。
I believe that the Lord is doing the work of moving among us.
所以我们邀请朋友们，如果你心中有感动的话，你可以在座位上举手，我们为你祷告，好吗？
And we would like to ask our friends among us, if you've been moved, please show your hands so that we can pray for you.
因为今天神把你带到聚会当中是有他的特别的目的的。
Because today you have been brought here by God, because God has a special meaning for you.
他要把这个奇妙的救恩赐给你。
He want to give you this wonderful salvation to you.
你不要再犹豫。
You don't have to hesitate.
有许多的人已经走上了这条道路。
Yeah, there are many who have gone on this way.
我们可以用生命为你做见证。
And we can testify with our lives.
这是何等奇妙伟大的救恩。
This is such a great and a wonderful salvation.
因此我们邀请朋友们在座位上举手，好，感谢主。
We thank the Lord. Yeah.
感谢主，请放下。
Yeah, please, you can put on your hand.
感谢主，我们年长的姊妹经历了人生许多的经历，他终于能够得到神的生命，我们为此感谢神。
We thank the Lord, our elderly sister who has gone through many experiences in life, and she really would like to receive the Lord. We thank the Lord.
我们相信在我们中间，今天神还对你的心在说话。
We believe that even today, the God is speaking to your hearts.
你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Don't quench the Holy Spirit.
因为你是在弟兄姐妹们中间。
Because you are among brothers and sisters.
你也不需要惧怕。
And you don't have to fear.
你向神有表示，我们一同为你欢喜快乐。
And you just show your hands before God, and we will be rejoicing with you.
我们中间还有这样的朋友们吗？请你在座位上举手，我们一同为你祷告。
Any other friends, please show your hand so that we can pray for you.
也许你是第一次听见福音，
Maybe
没有关系。
This is your first time, but it's okay.
只要你有一颗愿意接受的心，神都知道。
As long as you have this willing heart to accept, God knows.
有没有？还有没有这样的朋友们？
Is any other friends like this?
我请你在座位上举手。
And we ask you to show your hands.
我们在最后问一遍，好吗
？And this will be our last time.
如果圣灵在你心中对你心说话，请你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you in your hearts, don't quench the Holy Spirit.
还有没有朋友们？我们希望不要错过这个机会。
And we any other friends? We hope that you won't miss out the opportunity.
人生的有许多机会是转瞬即逝。
Because there's many opportunities will just come and go.
然而若是这个这么大的救恩我们忽略了，我们怎能在神面前陶醉？
How can we escape if we neglect such so great a salvation?
感谢主。
Yeah, we thank the Lord. Yeah, you can put on your hands.
还有没有这样的朋友们？
Any other friends?
我们不希望我们带着遗憾离开这个地方。
We don't have to leave this place with regret.
还有没有这样的朋友？
And any other friends?
我们一同祷告。
Let's all pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们何等的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord Jesus, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
因为是你亲自为我们成就了这么大的救恩。
Because you have accomplished such a great salvation for us.
并且你把它作为礼物要赐给我们。
Because you have prepared that as a gift to us.
我们为着今天在你面前表示的姊妹们感谢赞美你。
We thank you for sisters who have showed their hands before you. Thank you.
我们求你带领他们前面人生的道路。
We pray that you will continue to lead their life before them.
让你成为他们的生命和祝福。
So that you can truly become their lives and their blessings.
让你成为他们人生的希望和他们前面的引领。
And you will be their leading and then also the hope in their lives.
我们也为今天在我们中间的朋友们继续祷告。
And we would like to continue to pray for the friends among us today.
我们相信每个人来到这个聚会当中都是你圣灵的引导。
We believe that it is by the leading of the Holy Spirit that they can come before
this assembly. 愿你的话语能够继续留在他们的心中。
We pray that your word will continue to remain in their hearts.
福音的种子能够早日结出生命的果实。
So that the seed of the gospel can truly produce the fruit of life.
愿一切的荣耀赞美都归给你。
May all the praise and the worship be unto you.
祷告奉我主耶稣宝贵圣名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.